Yes.
During the gold rush as such, would you have said it would have been an increase in women criminals due to their husbands dying or due to problems happening on the goldfield due to, you know, areas of issues such as prostitution and that sort of stuff?
Depends where you're looking at. I think on the goldfields there's certainly a lot of prostitution, but prostitution in itself wasn't illegal. I haven't looked at that, but certainly the number of neglected kids increases. Now, whether that means there's more neglected children or people are just noticing more neglected children, that you can never tell. I mean, the thing about crime is that there is what people call the hidden figure, the dark figure. Things happen, right? Think about yourself. You go home and you go through a red light. You've committed an offence. You don't get caught. So there's that. Then you might get caught and the police might give you a warning. They might give you a ticket. You may have done something else on your way through the red light and you end up through the court process. So every time there's this amount of things that we do that's wrong or criminal or an offence and this amount of stuff that ends up in the court and this amount of stuff that ends up in prison. So this gap here is always, always difficult to measure. So when you read in the paper about reported offences, it's this much out of that much that occurs. So it's quite hard to answer that question.